Hello, this is Tony Donadio, a.k.a. Undarian, author of the Sanctum of the Archmage module series, and you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Someone give me a tankard! This is going to get good!
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hi, I'm Dave, Eat the Surf.
And I'm Trey, a.k.a. Asher Khan, and I'm playing with my tent.
And I'm Skunk, a.k.a. Skunk Nukem. I got balls of steel.
I'm Michelle, a.k.a. Liso, and I'm being held hostage.
Hey, and this is episode 83 of the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The podcast all about NWN 1 and 2 and all the expansion packs.
Well, welcome, everyone. The whole gang is here. For our last three episodes of 2008, you get to enjoy all four hosts and hostess.
Whee!
Man, it's crowded in here. Hey, whose hand is that?
Not mine.
Wasn't me.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm just happy to see you.
Yeah, I can see that, Skunky. Later in the show, we will have an interview with Robinson Workshop.
Yeah, Skunk talks to Hellfire and Baron about their Academy of Modding Excellence win for 2007.
Before we get to that, let's highlight some NWN community news. What y'all say?
SOZ is fully released. If you haven't gotten your copy, go get it now. And you can click on it right on our page. Has anyone finished it yet?
I haven't gotten it yet.
No, I haven't got it either, but say, Skunk's got it. Without giving a spoiler, could you tell us what you like most about SOZ?
I like the variety of exploration that you could do. That's a big enhancement compared to some of the other ones. You could really literally go anywhere and find unpredictable amounts of different things. But you guys asked me to rant off, I gave it to you.
Thank you, Skunk.
My
I haven't got it yet because I was waiting to order it when I ordered the copy that we're going to be giving away tonight at the end of this episode. Hey, on some other, I don't know if you want to call it news, but it's shout-out kind of stuff. On Saturday, November 29th, Mask over at the Community Tileset Project, CTP, he let me get on their private testing server called Babylon that one night, and I got to see how they test their tilesets, placeables, and areas before they're released into the wild. So if you're a tester, and actually they're going to let me do some testing next time they need some. If you're a tester, you get these boots of jump, which lets you jump onto ceilings and balconies and up hills. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's how I won my Witcher.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
And you get a ring that where you can make yourself invisible. And I think they use that for like recording screenshots and load screens and stuff like that. You can also in order to get to untested areas, you get this big green blob thingy in your inventory. You know what I'm talking about, Dave?
Yeah, that gets you to untested.
Yeah, and it gives you a menu that pops up, and you can go to, actually you can go to any area, either untested, tested, or whatever area they have set up. And then once you find a bug, you mark it by using your Rod of Mantis, which Mantis is a database that they have hooked up to the server that's hosting them, you know, all the content. And it tracks their bugs. It's very slick. I was very impressed.
You can actually go back and see if they've fixed your bugs, too, later on.
Yeah, I think you get an email telling you that, too.
Yeah, and we'll be having more news on the developments coming out of CTP. So look forward to that.
So here's something interesting. This comes from Professor Andarian over at the AME. Apparently, a college in Alberta, Canada's Department of Computer Science has a Computers and Games class, where the lab exercises include playing Neverwinter Nights. The first lab is Welcome to Neverwinter Nights, and the second one is called Using the Aurora Toolset. It's pretty cool. I saw one where high school was using it for a few different things, learning how to actually create story. And even somebody that was using it for a eye-based video game control. That's what you need, Trey. Eye-based,
you mean like in your eye that you look out of your eye and out of your face?
It tracks where your eyes go.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you That's don't. Pretty cool. You'd be going straight to the the succubus in the corner. It's probably more like the stuff in your, like your Canon camera that tracks where your, the whites and stuff of your eyes. But yeah.
I wish I'd have had those classes when I was in college.
I think I've been in college for years. I just never had to leave the house.
You've been what?
In college for years. I just never had to leave the house. You know, playing Neverwinter Nights. Never mind. Put a
boomsh.
Made sense to me.
Shaboom.
But seriously, ladies and germs.
Whoa, wait. I almost forgot. The Vault announced the Neverwinter Nights 2 Hall of Fame inductees for 2008 and Neverwinter Nights Hall of Fame inductees for 2008.
And who were the winners?
And for the Neverwinter Nights 2 Hall of Fame inductees for November 2008, Warlock Buddy by Draco Ryan. Rogue Deo, Lip Flappers, yay! By Montgomery E. Marklink. Neverwinter Night 2 prefab areas. Sword of the Coast areas by, this guy doesn't have a name, JTF2N. Matter of fact, he was one of the winners for the prefab contest for Obsidian also.
Yep, I remember seeing that name somewhere.
Yeah, Neverwinter Nights 2 hack packs. ACME, Assault and Hattery by ACME Studios. Twinkle and Icing Death, version 1.1 by Nargrowth. Wow. Stojurden?
Wait till she gets to the end of the list and gets a big surprise.
Yes, I already knew about this. Neverwinter Night 2 models. Bounce, Yonti, Pureblood by Bouncy Rock Entertainment by my very own Johnny Ree. I don't even know if he knows.
You own him.
That's what I'm saying. I bet he doesn't.
I knew about it, but I don't know if he knows. He knows he got the Hall of Fame, but he doesn't know of it. Well, anyway.
He doesn't know, you know.
Anyway, he got it for November of 2008.
Yes.
For his models.
Which have a perfect score of 10 with 34 votes.
Okay, hey, on the NWN One side, Creatures Taken by Birds by Rebecca Ann. The Bird Lady. Under Hack Packs, Kodai, C-O-D-I, Mwog, by Tranquil. Sturge, second edition D&D style by Lathspell. In Elven, Treehouse, and Other Groups by Grebo. Neverwinter Night 1 modules. The winner for November was Part 1, The Search Has Ended by Loot Lee. And Pirates of Hyboria, version 1.3 by Jeff and Bree. Four Demons, Part 1 by Windhawk. And for Portraits, Vaconia by... I can't say that.
Oh, go ahead and butcher it. We all do.
Fairy?
Fair.
Fair? Vacona by Fair 1, Portraits, and then...
I bet you it's Fairy.
Yeah, it's probably Fairy. P-H-A-E-R-E, though. Fathair. It's Fathair. Fairy there? Anyway, those were the winners for NWN1.
And they also announced a Neverwinter Connections Hall of Fame winners for this month. And for the Dungeon Master Hall of Fame inductee is Kudika. And the monthly Player Hall of Fame inductee is Magridis.
Do you know any of those guys?
I've not met them, no. But I know next month... I'll be replaced by the new Dungeon Master of the Year.
Oh, yeah. They announced that in December, don't they?
Yes, they do. New Year's.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, so congratulations, everybody, on the Hall of Fame inductees and Hall of Fame winners.
Whee! And time for my interview, yes?
So let's sit back and listen as Hellfire and Baron, they're going to pet the skunk.
Hello, folks. This is Skunk Keen, and today we have with us Ty Bay and Sir Chet from the AME Golden Drag Awards. And we have today with us the Golden Drag Awards winners, Robinson Workshop, Baron, and Hellfire. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming here today.
Pleasure.
I'm happy to be here as always.
As am I, Rohanan.
All right, well, I'm Baron. I'm 50% of Robinson Workshop, and Hellfire is the other 50%.
I'm Hellfire, like Baron said, the other half of Robinson Workshop.
Ty Bay, I'm an AME member, about one-tenth or one-fifteenth of the AME.
I'm Chet, a.k.a. Sir Chet, and I'm a small part of the Academy of Modding Excellence.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have all of you back on the show again. The last time we've had Robinson Workshop here, when Michelle did the interview, everybody loved hearing y'all. But this time we have a load of new questions for y'all, and I'm pretty sure the community would love to hear what you have to say about your work and your Golden Dragon Award. Now, I have one question for you, starting off. How did you first hear about the Golden Dragon Award? Did you hear about it through the podcast, or did you hear about it through the AME video or the forums? Did somebody contact you about them?
I think it was actually Hellfire. This is Baron. I think it was actually Hellfire that pointed it out to me. So he could probably answer that for both of us.
I learned about the AME through the front page of the Vault with the video and the spotlight that was put up.
Yeah, I tried to get on your site and send you guys a PM and say, hey, you guys won, but you had already found out. It looks like you guys are watching it like a hawk.
Yeah, we were.
Once we found out, I watched it pretty close.
Come to think of it, didn't Ben actually try to see if we could join AME at some point? I don't recall.
It probably was, yeah, because I think the standard was to, hey, you won, do you want to join? Solicitation that were, I mean, you know, we're always accepting new members.
Yeah, I seem to remember, I thought it was before that, before the announcement even came out. But I don't remember what it was. I think when I was talking to him, I was just so crazy busy with the stuff that we were doing at Robinson Workshop that I just had to respectfully decline, even though it was really quite a nice invite.
It would be fantastic to have people with your people's skills actually looking at the work that's been put out.
Yeah, but these guys are an awesome asset to the community with what they do on, you know, already, and staying focused on that would be even greater.
You can do both. Quite a few of the AME members are still producing.
Yeah, true.
What got you guys into creating tile sets for Neverwinter 2?
I started modding tile sets back in Neverwinter Nights 1 with the Caves tile set. A gentleman by the name of Naked Frog contacted me to help put ceilings on caves. And, of course, I agreed, but it turned out to be a much bigger project than I expected, so I kind of drafted Baron for that. And once we got into it, we started looking at tile sets that we can make in Neverwinter Nights 1, and actually Deep Halls is a evolution from a tile set we made for Neverwinter Nights 1 and never released it. And it turns out that Neverwinter Nights 2 is much easier to make tile sets for, so this kind of took off with it at that point.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit? Like, why is it easier?
Well, in Neverwinter Nights 1, you had to write set files so that if you placed a corner, it automatically placed another corner to make a complete room. That isn't necessary in Neverwinter Nights 2. Also, shadows are easier to take care of in Neverwinter Nights 2, as well as walk meshes.
Yeah, Obsidian really did a very good job in don't know what it was behind the scenes that they did that made the Wakanesh creation that much more simple than it was in Neverwinter Nights 1. What we did in Neverwinter Nights 1 was we quite often avoided anything that had something to do with the Wakanesh. And when Hellfire, well, actually, I guess what had happened was by the time we had planned our Deep Halls tile set for Neverwinter Nights 1, Neverwinter Nights 2 was on the horizon, and we kind of just said, well, maybe we should just wait. And so we kind of set it aside, and we just went on with whatever it was we were doing at the time. And then when Neverwinter Nights 2 came out, we jumped headfirst into it.
The Wakanesh are one of my enemies. Most of my frustration comes from trying to figure out a Wakanesh that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Could be my lack of skill, too.
Well, when we first started creating Wakanesh, we were going for the complex, you know, make it nice, tight, complex Wakanesh. And it turns out that in Neverwinter Nights, simpler is about, well, in Neverwinter Nights 2, I'm sorry.
There is a limit to the number of vertices you can have in a Wakanesh in Neverwinter Nights 2.
With the obvious time and effort that goes into each of your works, do you find it difficult to manage your time between family, friends, and creating new content for us?
Yes.
Well, I found a very simple way. I spend time with my family and friends during the day, and then I get very, very little sleep at night. I'm usually up till 2 or 3 a.m. every night.
My.
Ooh. And that's a common trend with Neverwinter Nights addicts.
That's why his name is on the door and mine isn't.
I generally wait for the house to get nice and quiet while everybody's asleep, and then I sit down at the computer and start churning out stuff.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little blessed myself. When my wife sees the tool set open, she more or less leaves me alone. She might slide me a note or something. That's about it.
Mine says, why are you doing your dork stuff instead of spending time with me?
Well, my wife has accepted that I'm a dork and, you know. But we prefer to be called geeks, so that's politically correct. Thank you.
Oh, excuse me. Hey guys, yeah. So on your forums, you have about three tile sets or so that are currently under construction. Now, do you favor any over the others?
I was going to say, is it only three?
No.
I think it's more than that, but yeah. I think at the time I typed the question, it was three.
Okay. You know, honestly, yes. We do. We'll get a bunch of stuff going, and then I wouldn't say outshine, but, you know, you get kind of caught up in a groove or you get some momentum going and the other stuff kind of falls by the wayside till you kind of exhausted that momentum and you shift it over to something else. Mm. So, you know, a lot of times we'll get something rolling and then we'll be like, oh, but wait, this other thing is so much more fun.
And that's the point for me, fun. I think the three we have currently going is Dark Ruins, Jungle Ruins, and the Ship Tile Set.
Wow. Ship Tile Set.
And then we also have the Keep Project.
Yep.
We have an upgrade for the sewer tile set to be released sometime soon.
That's my fault. I should have already updated that. I'll do that today.
If you could only see my smile right now.
Oh, yes.
And of course, I've started switching over to do monsters.
That's what I was wanting to ask. Well, everybody knows you guys for your tile sets. And you're wanting to get into monsters. Is there anything besides monsters and tile sets? And if so, what?
Well, I myself, I'm working on tutorials. I want as many people in the Neverwinter Nights 2 community to be able to produce whatever they want. And I try to make my tutorials as simple as I can. And in order to make comprehensive tutorials, I'm also going to have to figure out how to make weapons, possibly armor. So there might be some of that coming later. But right now I'm focused mostly on monsters and tile sets.
And I'm working on placeables that will come out with the Dark Ruins tile set. We're going to include a bunch of, we've sort of called them Mesoamerican, but I guess they're really just more jungle related. We're kind of steering and hoping that we can have all of that ready and released about the time that Storm of Zephyr comes out.
Wicked. Another question, fellas. The tutorials that you're talking about, are these going to be documents or video tutorials?
They'll be documents. I'm going to make a PDF out of them. I'm also going to post them on most of the major Neverwinter Nights 2 fan sites, such as the Citadel, Bouncy Rock, etc.
Oh, wicked.
And of course, they'll be on our forums as well.
Yeah, they'll show up on our forums first until I finish them, and then I'll post them other places.
I have a feeling you're going to get a whole bunch of new signups at your forums now.
Good. The more of the community we can talk to, the better. Find out what's wrong with our stuff, what could be better, what the community's looking for. Just makes it better for everybody.
And yeah. Do you guys use any other tool besides just, you know, getting on your forums to track problems with your tile sets?
We've, not so much with problems. We get a lot of, initial contact on the BioWare boards under the Neverwinter Nights. We occasionally will go through the custom content and the tool set channels there to just kind of, see if anything is popping up. I think we just discovered an issue in our Cathedral set based on a post on the Obsidian boards or the BioWare boards. So we use both. We try to steer people to ours so that we can kind of stay on target and we can communicate quicker. We've been very fortunate in that a number of persistent worlds have been using our stuff, and they are excellent beta testers.
Yeah, Sir Chet and myself, we're familiar with it from working with Marcus Wayne Schiegel on A Hunt Through the Dark.
That was a great series for Neverwinter 1.
Yeah.
It's going to exceed it in Neverwinter Nights 2.
I don't play a lot of Neverwinter Nights 1 or 2 modules. Is that available for download right now?
Certainly.
Yep.
Excellent.
Well, I'm under the vault right now. It's on the vault, and the latest version is actually up now. You'll even actually get to hear Skunking do his voiceovers.
Oh, cool.
Sweet. We need to find somebody that can write a excellent lip-syncing tutorial, tutorial and software.
Yes.
You and how many other folks?
Yeah. Because Obsidian didn't include the end user license for face effects.
But wait a minute. You mean no one else enjoys the old Japanese karate film type lip sync we're using now?
You want to fight? Fight me.
I watch all kinds of films like that, so I'd love it.
I get a kick out of it myself. I mean, I think that's a Rogue Dial put that together, didn't they?
Yes, there's another one too that Adam Miller released, and I haven't gotten
around
to working
with
them.
But I read some problems with that, weren't there?
I think there's folks that say problems on both of them because it's tricky.
But I had a question for Baron Patrick. Do you ever take requests, or do you ever work with someone that's putting a mod together? Say, have you ever been contacted and said, "Well, I really need this type of a tile set"? Have you ever used that to help you consider what you were going to make or what you were going to do next?
Never for anything as large as a tile set, but for about 7 different projects now, I've made exclusive content that only the people that are making the modules or playing the PWs have ever seen.
Wow.
And I've done few exterior placeables for a couple of PWs as well.
Hmm.
So the answer is yes, we've taken requests, but not so much for tile sets. The problem with request for a tile set is, it can, depending on how much time we put into it, it takes a few months to crank a tile set out. And not a lot of PWs are willing to wait that long.
Yeah.
Right. I'm speaking more of like in single-player modules, to where sometimes the mod might take a year before it's released. I don't have ulterior motives.
Yes,
wink, wink, nod, yes, nod.
We did the tile sets for the Purgatorio mod.
Oh, Rogue Dao.
We did those for Rogue Dao. The Monty, before Monty was subsumed into the Obsidian world, contacted us and asked us to come in, and they had already produced what I thought were very good tile sets, but they wanted us to look at them and flesh them out. And I think in the end, we pretty redid them, with the exception of maybe the mortuary. I'm not sure, Pat, how far you got with those.
Well, I'm I'm yet to see anything compared to Deep Chasms.
I'm currently on the last level of Mortuary, and I've started helping Rogue Dow with a couple of monsters. Actually, one right now, but still.
You know, there's rumors of werecats and crude giants, and so go ahead. This is where you deny or confirm these speculations.
The only thing that's for sure is if it's posted on our forums. I just finished the Myconids, and I'm looking at converting the Cody Manicore and possibly a White Dragon, maybe.
And I don't do monsters.
Yeah.
Yet.
I married one once. Oh, sorry. That was outside of my head, wasn't it?
Yeah, my wife's Italian. I make sure all the cutlery is well hidden.
Oh, I'm speaking of the first wife. Taibei, did you have another question?
Yeah, I do. Now, when you guys see your work in other modules, that, like, you know, that, like, you get like a feeling of gratification, or, you know, or like, how do you feel, like, you know, when they've laid out your tiles in a certain way? And
absolutely. As a matter of fact, we've got a number of people who have sent us screenshots, which we posted up on our on a couple of threads on our forums. We like them so much.
And I most definitely do. I mean, it's one thing to read the responses on forums and on the vault, but it's another thing to actually see it and use. I love to see screenshots or play modules where they've used our stuff. Not because I like seeing my stuff, but because I like to know that other people like using what we make.
You hear that, folks? Show them your screenshots.
Yes.
I guess it's pretty satisfying, too, to see that what you released was released in a way where someone could get a hold of it and actually put it to use, and it was flawless, and it fit right in.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, very much so. We try to pay a lot of attention to our 2DAs so that it's as easy as possible for the community to merge their hacks together.
Okay. I think we touched on this already, but I wanted to ask you, because I'm aware of the bridges, the towers, the caves, ruins, chasms, so many wonderful productions. What is next on your to-do list? I mean, what's at the forefront?
Probably Dark Ruins will be our next release, apart from the occasional monster coming out of Hellfire's bedroom there. I think that's probably going to be the next major release.
Yeah, we pretty much have two projects running in parallel right now, which is Dark Ruins, which, like Marin said, will probably be our next release, and then that'll probably be followed fairly closely by a 10-pack of monsters.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yes.
Is there any idea on a time frame?
Monsters are a little bit, well, let's see.
I know that's the most basic question anyone wants to hear.
Yeah, a month and a half, 2 months maybe.
Well, at least we did get the, when it's done.
Yeah. Well, I've currently got 6 monsters complete, so I'm just trying to figure out what the next 4.
Yeah, like I said, we're trying to release the Dark Ruins with the placeable pack that'll go with it on or about the time Storm of Zahir comes out, which I guess everybody is theorizing is in sometime in November, probably.
Of 012.
Yeah, or 012. So, you know, we're kind of shooting for that time. I mean, I think we could probably get Dark Ruins out before then. The tile set is pretty much done, but we got to get on some placeables, and then we can probably let it out.
It's certainly something to look forward to. I was just hoping to poke you guys to share a little more about the ship tile set. It sounds really exciting.
Oh, yes, sweethearties.
Yeah, the ship tile set was something I started on actually when I was on vacation earlier this year. You know, Hellfire's been prodding me on it too because I haven't really done much to it. It's a few weeks or so as we've been concentrating on Dark Ruins. We'll get back to it. I don't know, where it fits into our present release schedule.
We'll just have to keep an eye on your site.
Current plans for the ship tile set are the things that Baron and I have discussed. The ships are going to be pretty much blank inside, maybe a couple of extra rooms that you can swap tiles out. The tile set will mostly be placeables. coiled rope, animated swinging hammocks, you know, things like that that you would find on a ship.
Things we so need.
Yep. Neverwinter Nights love boat. That's going to be on a PW, I bet.
Exciting.
Well, we're using...
You were about
most
to sing
A lot of persistent worlds use boats as a transition.
Yep.
So it's wonderful to have a boat that could maybe have, I don't know, a couple of decks instead of, you know, what we try to put together.
Right. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, it'd really add to the effect.
There's some interesting issues with doing boat interiors. One, you know, it does allow you to have a fairly limited number of tiles because, you know, no boat is terribly wide. And we've kind of, my process has been primarily setting them up as meta tiles. So you have a bow meta tile and a stern meta tile and a midships meta tile, a couple options. You still end up with a really, really large boat when it's all said and done, but that's kind of where we're heading with it.
I, for one, shall be paying close attention.
That's what I, and a resident pirate, I assume, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, what brought you two together to start, you know, working on tile sets and whatnot?
Well, we used to work at the same company in Virginia. Pat came on board, worked in at engineer, and that's how we met. Like he mentioned, he dragged me into working with him on cave roof tile set in Neverwinter Nights 1. We've just stayed in touch.
How long have we known each other now? Forever or something like that?
Something like that. Since
1992.
I was a freshman in high school.
I was still in the Army.
I had just got out of the Army.
I was committing crimes.
Oh, God.
Reaping the horses and riding off on the women.
After doing such a great job with the creature conversion tutorial and the basic skinning tutorial, can we expect any other how-tos?
Yes, I've gotten a request for Neverwinter Nights 1 to Neverwinter Nights 2 conversion tutorial of placeables. That will probably be the next tutorial that I do, but I'm trying to figure out how much to do because I don't want to supersede the great tutorial put out by Obsidian on placements. And then after that, I will probably do a handheld tutorial or weapons, staffs, etc.
Does it seem like folks are kicking out the creatures after reading the creature conversion tutorial good enough?
Well, the odd thing about that is I had tried early on to convert them. I was never successful until Ariok and Alban, I hope I pronounced their names correctly, successfully did it. And then by following their tutorial, I came up with a version that fit me better, which is the tutorial that I released. And it's actually a very simple process of renaming some objects in a Neverwinter Nights 1 file, making a new skin, and putting them out.
I've heard a couple of people say it was fairly easy to do.
Well, you say making a new skin like there's nothing to it.
That's true. That's the hardest part of the tutorial is making a new skin, and that gets into modeling the skin correctly, weighting the skin correctly, which is where I'm stuck. It's weighting the skin. My guys tend to bend unrealistically.
How do you get the muscles and such right? I mean,
well, that's the weighting the skin part. Each part of the vertex has to have a certain weight attached to a certain bone so that it flexes correctly. And that's still something I'm struggling with. But thanks to Horrid and others, I'm getting better at it.
Me, I just want to make placeables.
I'll pull him over to the dark side sooner or later.
Waiting—it's too much like work to me.
Yeah, we can't have that.
No, absolutely not.
I think you'll see a lot of your stuff in the Hunt Through the Dark Remastered, being that most of it is underground. Mm-hmm.
I just finished downloading that, and I plan to play it today.
It's a good one. Just remember, you have to be a dark elf. You can't be a half-blood. You have to be a full dark elf.
Mm-hmm. And you can't be a flying purple people either.
Let me go back to that page. I didn't even look to see if we can play it multiplayer.
Really not set up for that. I think the transitions might be a problem.
I'll just drag Baron along.
Yeah, or he can just, you know, go through on his own. Yeah.
So, expecting some awards next year from AME also with you guys?
Not expecting it, but hoping.
I'm expecting
We are. At AME, we do accept Visa and MasterCard.
Is there a minimum?
Is there anything you'd like to say to the community again after receiving this award?
I think just thanks for using our stuff, for getting back in touch with us when you're using it, and for showing us what you do with it.
And for letting us know the problems you have with it. Great big thank you for using it.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming on to this show.
Can I plug my monsters real quick?
Yeah.
Shameless plug time.
I'm wanting to release a 10-pack of monsters, but I'm wanting the release to be complete, so I need scripters to script special abilities. So if you're interested in giving a hand, you'll get full credit. It'd be great to release a full pack to the community.
And you hear it here, folks, on the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
And we're back!
Are we?
I'm still here, yep.
That was a good interview. It is a great honor to interview those two. They're pillars to the community. And amazing tile set creators for Neverwinter Nights, too.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, dude.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah?
Put your dragon away and announce the winner of our SOZ giveaway already.
Well, I have listed all 31 entry names here in front of me on my trusty scroll. So who has a deck of cards?
I do.
See? Oh, yeah. Shuffle those puppies. Okay, as Dave shuffles, I'm going to explain. He has a deck of cards that consists of only 31 cards.
I knew Dave wasn't playing with a full deck.
Okay.
This is lame. You steal my jokes from the our IM conversation.
So hearts, ace through 10 will be 1 through 10. Clubs, ace through 10 will be 11 through 20. And diamonds, ace through 10 will be 21 through 30. And then the ace of spades will be 31.
Pretty nifty, huh?
Wait. No queens or kings? How strange.
Hey, skunk. You can be my queen.
Oh, it's good to be queen.
Oh my.
Okay, Dave. Dave, pick a card, any card.
Okay, I got it. Is this a trick you're gonna guess? You're gonna guess what it is?
Okay, skunk, cast your spell of greater SOZ on it.
Alakazam, Alakazoo.
Seven of diamonds.
Okay, so seven of diamonds is 21. Y'all help me here. 21. 22.
You have the list.
23, 24, 20. I gotta find out the number first.
That'd be 27.
27. So number 27 on the list wins. The seven of diamonds is 27 on our list. And number 27 on our list is... And the winner is... Bolo.
Yay!
Bolo.
Woo!
Hey, congrats, Bolo!
Bolo wins. And so I have his email from his user profile, so I'll shoot him an email.
Doesn't Bolo go by a different name somewhere?
I don't know.
It was by Eat to Surf. So send that to Eat to Surf.
Or does he go by Skunking?
I already have it. Congrats, Bolo.
Yes, congratulations, Bolo.
Yeah, so congratulations, and I'll be sending you an email to get your mailing address.
Awesome. And we need a picture of him using it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for this week. Don't forget that you can purchase your Neverwinter Nights podcast t-shirts by going to our Cafe Press store located at http://cafepress.com/NWN podcast or clicking on the t-shirt link on the front page.
So until next week,
get in game
and level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2008.
We talk about...
cancer.
Okay, that wasn't skunk talking there.
Whee!
No.
I think that's a Treyism.
That's Dave. Yeah.
Edit that
that's
out.
That's a Treyism.
Edit that out.
I'll use Dave's week. Do it again, Dave. But before we get to that, let's highlight some NWN news, community news, and goings on. let me do that again. It sounded good when I was typing it.
It sounded right.
But before we get...
The storm of Zoe. Yeah, I can't even get that one.
Sands of
Zika.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't go out and buy Sands of Zika.
That's why I mentioned it there, Trey.
I dig the music in it too, just like Michelle. It's a pretty wicked tune melody. It doesn't have no bomb chicka wah wah to it, but it's pretty wicked.
Yeah, so how have you gone this?
This better!
How you gonna pick a winner?
Okay, what did I mess up there?
So, you're supposed to say gonna, but you probably spell checked
how
it.
How you gonna do
does
this?
It. Yeah, and gonna gets kicked out as a spell. So it's like me to say it that way with gonna? Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Breathe.
I'm like really laughing
in,
hard right here.
In. Now breathe in. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so how are we gonna do this? How are you gonna pick a winner? You're gonna hack one up.
And one was
and he
selected.
Hacks up. And what winner, did he hack up?
And the winner is
I think I'm crying here.
Trey has inhaled 32 computer hole punches.
Okay, well,
which he will hack up one. What number did you hack up?
Quit making me laugh. Oh, my sides.
27!
My sides are in.
Shut up. Ew! Wipe that off. Would you, Skunk?
That was good. Skunk, will you wipe that off the die?
No.
Okay. That's not what it says!